92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
This isn't really a fun subject to talk about, but the recycling industry in America has had a rough time for the last couple of years, and it's been so much harder this year with the coronavirus. A recent article in the Los Angeles Times described it as an industry that's struggling to keep afloat. Commercial waste has dropped by 10%. I would have expected it to be much more than that with so many businesses closed. Residential waste has increased by an average of 20%, and hospital waste is up nearly 40 to 50% across the country, while cities are coping with non-recyclable PPE contaminating the environment. So basically, there's been this huge increase in waste product this year that needs to be moved and managed. The problem is there's far less people employed to get that job done. And most companies that manufacture with plastics say it's cheaper to use fresh material than recycled stuff. That definitely has to be changed, otherwise, what is the point of recycling? But it explained a lot when I read that Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Nestle, for the third year in a row, have been rated the three worst plastic polluters in America. And according to an organization called Break Free from Plastic, none of them have done anything to reduce their use of plastics. It's a real problem because the toxins from plastics move their way through the food chain into our air, our food, and our water. And there are estimates that more than 90% of the plastics ever made have never been recycled. The BFFP is projecting that the use of plastics could double by 2030 and triple by 2050. That's very extremely not good.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.